So I've talked about this 1,000 times, but I'm going to take it a little bit further, a little bit deeper, a little bit higher, that is. Push you a little bit higher. If you follow me this long, I'm going to get ready to push you a little bit higher. The earth plane is the copy machine. It's the birthing, reproduction, be fruitful and multiply. Multiply is reproduce. Multiplication is the same word as reproduction. Be fruitful and multiply. Reproduce and fulfill and fill up the earth. Why would God do that? Because he's making copies of Jesus, sons of God, daughters of God. Now, the human has a mind. The human has a soul. The human has thoughts to think, to ink it out, to meditate, to edit, to reflect upon, to reflect, to brood upon, to brood. So you think, I'm going to the store. Then you get up, you go to the store. You think, I'm going to make some orange juice. And you get up, make some orange juice. I'm going to plant some seed in the ground. You get up, plant the seed. I'm going to make some watermelon, and you wait for the harvest. I'm going to make some noise, and you make some noise, and that noise reflects back. I'm going to make some light flashes, and you make some light flashes, and those flashes reflect back off the surface of whatever's around you, the floor, the wall, the ceiling, the dirt, whatever, that flashes back. Everything responds, everything reflects. Now, the word mind goes back to men, because men have a mind. Don't ask me why it does that in the etymology, it just does. And I guess I figured it out a while back, but sometimes I forget what I decoded. But mind, you're mining, what are you doing when you're mining for gold or mining for silver? You're mining for precious stone, right? Precious stuff. And so when you think with your mind, you're meditating, you're mining for gold in your mind. Got a mind for some nuggets, some gold truth, precious stone nuggets of truth. So what happens when you cut off the distractions and the noise and you go into a meditation state? If everything else reflects, your thoughts have to reflect. And the reason is because there's nothing new. It's a reproduction. What has been shall be, what shall be has been. So when you really get in a state of meditation and keep your focus and you're not really distracted with your thoughts, what happens? They have to reflect back. Because you're in series after Jesus. It's a sequence. You're in series, you're in sequence, you're following after Jesus. So you're in his stead down here, Holy Spirit in you, Christ in you. The exact copy of Jesus indwells the believer. And so that same copy of Jesus indwells you. So as you think, as you meditate, as you contemplate, as you pray, whatever, fast. So you want to, here's how you break a stronghold. What is a stronghold? It's just a pattern that's been created over time with wrong thoughts. How do you break a stronghold? You fast and pray and you change your thinking, you renew your mind and you break a stronghold because you set new patterns. You have to set new patterns. When you fast, you're actually breaking the sine wave. You're breaking the loop, breaking the cycle. You're actually stopping time, to be honest with you. Because what is time? Just a repeat. So if time is just a repeat, if the patterns that you're going are just repeats, how do you change the repeat? You insert something new in it. How do you insert something new? You break your your habits. You break your AI program. What's the AI program? Habits that you've created that are not even legitimate. You can change your habits. You can stop anything. You can stop stop eating. See, when you fast, what is the strongest desire to eat, to be hungry? And then what's next? Reproduce. Survival of the fittest. So if you stop eating, you're breaking such a strong sine wave pattern that the whole universe has to be affected. You're breaking time. When you fast, you're saying, I'm no longer controlled by the cycles. I'm no longer controlled by the snake. I control the snake. Do you understand what I'm saying? So let's say you have a sugar addiction. Let's use something. Let's not talk about drugs or drinking or anything. Let's just talk about something everybody has, sugar. Everybody in the USA, almost everybody, not everybody, unless somebody's keto. But most everybody who's not keto, they have a sugar addiction. And before you got on keto, you had a sugar addiction. So when you stop the sugar addiction, what happens? It's a snake, up and down, up and down. Oh, I'm hungry. I got to get me some sugar. Oh, I get the sugar high, and then I go low, and then I go high. Every time I eat, I get high, and then I low, high, low, high, low, high, low. So when you cut back sugar and you don't eat it anymore, what happens? You break the snake, the sine wave, the sin, the sine wave, the snake. And so when you break the snake, you're breaking time because time is befallen the snake. Eve has the cycle in her body. She dropped us down into time. Man born of woman's full of trouble as the sparks fly upward. Why? Because time is befallen. When you start to fast and break the time cycle, the snake no longer controls you. You control it. Hello? I'm not saying to say, hey, to the devil, you need Jesus. You got to have Jesus. You can't do it. You know, if you think that you're smarter than the snake, that's a different story. But the purpose, what did he tell his disciples? We tried to cast out this devil and they'd have jumped on us. Well, some things only come out by prayer and fasting. See, you've got to put the pattern, you've got to stop the pattern in your body, your mind, your soul, your core. It's got to be a part of you. And so when you eat something, you're eating of the creation. Are you a created being? Yes. So when you eat something, you're eating of the creation, the snake eating itself. So when you stop eating of the creation and you start eating of that eternal life only, then the creation, you've stepped into a whole new ballgame, a new realm. You're eating and drinking of Jesus. I showed somebody some code today at lunch. And I can't remember, but it had, I can't remember the word right now. I'll think about it in a minute. But it had the word ATE on the end. And, what are we eating? Are we eating of the snake? The suffix ATE is on a lot of words. Why? I'll remember the word in a minute because the prefix, what was the prefix? There's a lot of prefixes in a word. And a lot of suffixes. And they all have a meaning. Together. Is one prefix, C-O-M, or C-O is together. But a lot of times you see that's a prefix. So a lot of times you see a suffix, A-T-E. There's a lot of them, I-N-G, E-D, A-T-E. They all have a meaning. What is the meaning of the A-T-E? Blood, cross, spirit. You're eating and drinking of that blood, that cross, that spirit. You're eating and drinking of Christ. He says, drink of my blood, eat of my flesh. So when you eat something, E-A-T, you're actually eating as a type and shadow of your eating of Christ, that eternal life. So the Word of God is really your food, more so than your regular food. And we talked about it today. I said there might be I hate to say that. I mean, it sounds kind of crazy, but there might be a point where you rise up spiritually so much you don't even need to eat. Because I noticed when you cut back sugar and you quit eating and you do 24-hour fast and you do it enough, you're not even hungry anymore. And when you go keto and you cut back sugar, you eat some oils, there's your energy. You're not even hungry. You just eat for the nutrients, but the hunger goes away. What am I saying? When you break the sine wave and you don't eat by fasting, you break the time loop and you step into eternal mindset and you're eating and drinking of the spirit realm, which is not food down here in the natural, but it's food above. You're eating and drinking of something above. And so when you're eating and drinking of something in the spirit plane, you don't need the natural plane, and you've superseded the sine wave, and you resonate. Way, that's what it was, resonate. That was the word. Resonate. You're eating and drinking of Christ. When you resonate in the spirit realm with Jesus, you're eating of the spirit, not of the earth. So when you cut the food off and you do some fasting, you start to resonate at a higher level, and you're not in time. And if you're not inside time, you don't age, and you actually reverse your age. And they proved it. Doctors have they have proved it with mice. When they do, so a mice in the laboratory lives 2 years, and when they make them do a fast every other day, they live 4 years. Let me say it again. They proved it. Now, what is happening when they do the starvation for one day and they let them eat anything they want? What's happening? They're breaking the cycle. They're breaking the time loop. They're breaking time. And they're reversing their age because they're not eating of the creation. They're eating of the Creator. And that is high above. And that's outside of time. That's in infinity. That's infinity past, infinity future, infinity now. So you leave the time loop, you go into now, and so you're reversing the loop. You're not aging. And if you're not aging, you're not decaying, because these bodies decay. I'm not saying that you necessarily going to look younger. You might, usually do. Your face will glow. Everything changes. You got more strength, your muscles, you know, if you eat enough whey protein in between, it don't have to be whey protein. You need enough meat protein. Your muscles, when you're not fasting, you're getting that protein in there. I'm actually starting to try creatine. Creatine. It don't taste that good, but it's all right. It's not about the taste. When you eat and drink of the snake system, the time loop, the befallen time. Time means befallen. When you eat and drink of befallen time, what are you doing? You're dying. The snake eating itself. When you eat, drink and eat of the spirit realm, what are you doing? You're living forever. The Bible says, those that sow to the flesh shall die. Those that sow to the spirit shall live. When you're meditating on the spiritual truths, this is why it's hard for me to talk to the average person anymore, because I'm meditating on something higher. As a meta-human, met life above, as a meta-human, my focus is above, not below. The below is just a boring repeat to me. The stuff that's not boring is the new spiritual insights. So when you meditate on something above, you're not setting your affections below, you're setting them above. And so you're not eating and drinking of the snake system, which is a time loop, and you're stuck in the loop. You're stuck, you're actually, your whole core being, body, mind, whatever. When you're thinking about eternal things, you've stepped out of time. And the reason you fast is to keep your mind outside of time, because it reminds you that you don't need this place. This place is temporary. This is a simulation. It's a training program. The earth plane is a simulated training program. Period. And notice I said the word period. A woman has a period so she can birth in a baby. And when you put a period at the end of a sentence, sentence, so you're moving from sin to spirit through the cross, T. So when you put a period behind a sentence, and then you go to the next line, you're birthing in a new line. When you put a period behind a sentence, you're birthing in the next line. You write down on a piece of paper, I am going to the store, period. Birth in the next line. I just went to the store, period. You birth in the next line. I'm going back home now, period. Birth in the next line. I'm at home now, period. Birth in the next concept, the next line. In series, in sequence, after Jesus. Everything's a series. Everything's a sequence. If you want to step outside of time, reverse your age, you need to fast and meditate on those things that are above, not below. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. He that hath the Son hath life. He that hath not the Son hath not life. But the wrath of God abides on him. What is the Son? Sonic, S-O-N-I-C, Sun, Sonar, Sunday. The phonics work too. Resonate, resonate. When you resonate with Jesus, the Son, at a higher as a per son, so you're a per son, per the Son, so you should be eating and drinking of that eternal life, which is the Son of God. And so he's a spiritual being. He's an eternal life. You're eating and drinking of the blood of his cross. You're sustained. In him we live and breathe and have our being. By him all things consist. We eat and drink of that eternal life for life. The earth plane is for the flesh body, the flesh creatures. But when you bring your flesh body under subjection and you tell your flesh body to follow you, that you're not going to submit to those hunger pains, you're not going to die in 24 hours. But what you're going to do, if you do a fast every 24 hours, you fast 24 hours, you eat a couple meals, and you get all your protein, all that, and then you go in another fast. You know what you're going to do is you're going to be optimal health, and you're going to break the time loop, and you're going to look 10 years younger, and you're going to feel 20 years younger because you're breaking the loop. You're talking crazy, books. Where did you get that from? The code, the codex, the creation code, but also not just the code and the codex, just thinking about it. And then thirdly, I've experienced it. I experience it every day. If I go out here and eat a bunch and I eat some sugar, I feel bad. But if I fast, I feel 20 years younger. If you look, every decision you make should be healthy. And you have to ask yourself, if I'm not making healthy decisions, who has brainwashed me? Who in the system has brainwashed me? You'd be better off not eating than eating sugar. Today I did eat some sugar, but the reason I ate I didn't really have to eat those potatoes, but the reason I ate eggs, bacon, some hash browns, which is carbs, because the reason I was able to eat, because I haven't eaten any carbs. And then the, what was the other thing? Grits. So grits have the fiber in it. So I can't remember which one has folate or fiber, whatever it is. But my point is, I've experimented with certain foods with fasting. So when they fed those mice, feast or famine, the mice would just eat whatever. But then they would fast the next day and they lived 4 years instead of 2 years. They doubled their lifespan. In the Old Testament, men would live 1,000 years. I'm not saying you're going to live 1,000 years, but I'm saying it's probably possible. Because we know the human body goes back to Adam and Eve. It could happen. If the human body goes back to Adam and Eve, they lived hundreds of years, 500, 800, Methuselah, what, almost 1,000 years. If we came from Adam and Eve, then it's encoded in our body to live a long time while you're and be strong. Period. Why does a woman have a period? Points back to the blood. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. So there has to be the blood flow for you to get born again. Just like the woman has to have blood flow to birth a baby. Just like you have to put a period behind a sentence to move and birth to the next sentence. Just like when you go to the stop sign, it has to be red for you go to the next intersection. Because you're birthing in. There has to be a blood covering in everything in type and shadow. Black, white, and red, the blood of his cross. The black and white is the checkered board, which is the cross. And the red is the blood. It's encoded everywhere. And you couldn't live without it. You couldn't live without it. You would die. If the moon goes around the earth, moon mints blood. Without the blood covering in types and shadow, the earth would be destroyed. If you try to destroy the moon, you would destroy the earth. Right now, there's going to be a new heaven and new earth. There won't be a need for the blue sky. There won't be a need for the ocean. The sine wave will be gone eventually. But right now, you need the blood covering. Because the flesh is nothing but sin. And it needs blue letter law covering, blue sky. And it needs the blood in type and shadow, which is the moon. Moon means blood. And all that to make a long story short. Hallelujah. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. This whole construct is set up in such a way that source is always turning you back to source. You came from source. You actually cannot even speak unless you're speaking from source. But you don't know that it's source code, but it's coming out of your mouth. Every time you speak a sentence, you're speaking source code. Every time you speak a word, an utterance, anytime you speak an utterance, you're speaking from source. Because in Him is everything. I am going to the store. Who is I am? Jesus is I am. I am that I am. Am I am? No, but I am in I am. I am in the I am. So am I one with I am? Yes. Does that mean I am? There's only one I am, but by Him, the body and the head are connected. The body and the head are connected, so you're one. The two shall become one. God had a plan to bring mankind back to source, which is Himself, through Jesus, the great I am. And when Jesus said, I am that I am, they fell backward. He said, I am. And the guys fell backward. He kind of mocked them. He said, what are you doing? I just said, I am. Why don't you get up and arrest me? Knocked them back. The spirit realm will knock you down. If you see something on the other side, it will knock you down for about 10 months. You won't be able to walk. You won't be able to function. You won't be able to run your business. You won't even be able to think straight. You're in another world.